From Spark and Anvil and Focus Forge, this is Pivot, in Chapter 1 of the Focus Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Pivot is an animal tween, and you can always spot her the moment a plan changes, because she doesn't freak out. She turns her body, shifts her feet, and looks around with new eyes. Her voice goes bright. "The plan changed," she'll say. "That is interesting. Reorient." That little trick is her whole skill. When a plan changes, most kids feel like the first plan was perfect, and the new one is a disaster, and they somehow failed. Pivot changes her mind about what the change means. She teaches cognitive flexibility, being able to switch plans, change your mind, and adjust to new things. It's genuinely hard for some brains, especially kids with ADHD, where a plan change can feel enormous. But it gets easier, Pivot says. You can practice it. It's not about being weak. It's about learning a new strength.
Pivot grew up in a tiny mountain village in a family of trail guides. They knew every path, but mountain trails never stayed the same. Trees fell, rain washed the trail out, the weather turned in minutes. So their hiking plans always had to change, and her family thought that was the fun part. When a trail was blocked, nobody got angry. They pulled out the map, found another way, and went. They never called the first plan a mistake. It was the best plan they'd had then. The new one was best now. They'd simply gotten new facts and updated their guess. Her dad, a top trail guide, told 8-year-old Pivot something she carried forever. Plan A didn't work. That's just new information. So we make Plan B. Maybe Plan B won't work either. That's information too. And we'll make Plan C. He'd smile. Plans aren't promises, kiddo. Plans are our best guesses right now. When things change, we update the guess. That updating? That's the real skill. By age 12, Pivot could change plans without a wobble, because she'd learned the deepest part. It isn't the new plan that's hard. It's letting go of the old one. Change your mind about the change, and the change feels okay.
At 22, Pivot walked to the Focus Forge Academy. Anchor, the AI mentor, asked her, "What is cognitive flexibility?" "It's being able to update your plan when things change," Pivot answered at once. "The new plan isn't the hard part. Letting go of the old one is. You can't think of a plan change as a failure. Changing your mind about it, that's the skill. Plan changes are updates, not failures." Anchor nodded slowly. "You are appointed."
In her classroom, Pivot always starts the first day with a little trick. "Today," she announces, "we'll do a fun drawing game." She starts it. Then, a minute in, she stops everyone. "Hold on, the plan has changed. We're doing something different now." And she shows them how to reorient, right there with her body. She turns, shifts her feet, looks around, and brightens. "The plan changed. That is interesting. Reorient." Then she walks them through the small steps that make it work. First, name the change. "The plan was drawing. Now the plan is building." Second, say a quick goodbye to the old plan. "It would have been fun to draw. Say it fast. Don't dwell." Third, change your mind about the new one. "Building is a good plan too. We're just updating, not failing." Fourth, focus on the new plan. Fifth, start it. Each step is small. 15 seconds once you've practiced, Pivot says. Without practice, it takes longer, and that's fine. Some brains handle change faster. Some need more time. It gets easier. These steps help. She's endlessly patient, because she knows it's a skill, not a personality.
"Is cognitive flexibility hard to learn?" a student asked. Pivot gave her usual answer. "It's not hard. It's just changing your mind about the change. The plan changed. That is interesting. Reorient. Plans are our best guesses right now. When things change, you update your guess. That updating is the skill." She stood at the front, shifted her body, and brightened, and the students felt it settle into them too. a tight, worried knot in the chest loosening, breathing easing, shoulders coming down. The plan had changed, and somehow, for the first time, that felt okay, even a little bit interesting, like one more turn in a trail they were learning, together, that they could handle.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Pivot. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.